Much of this week's testimony before the commission investigating pre-9/11 intelligence failures told an all-too-familiar story. Poor intelligence, missed signals, and terrible communication among government agencies left the nation vulnerable to attack. But there was a new element that emerged in the testimony of former counterterrorism chief Richard Clark. He testified that the Bush administration, still in its first year, was reluctant to believe that al-Qaeda represented an immediate threat. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The threat from al-Qaeda had not made much of an impression in the 2000 election campaign, and when the top officials of the incoming administration talked to foreign policy, they were more likely to focus on Russia, China, and their favorite program, missile defense. Richard Clark testified this week that the incoming Bush administration viewed terrorism as an important but not urgent problem.
My view was that this administration, while it listened to me, didn't either believe me that there was an urgent problem or was unprepared to act as though there were an urgent problem.
It has been reported before that key Clinton administration officials tried hard to brief their successors on the threat from al-Qaeda. Most important among them was former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who met with incoming National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to discuss al-Qaeda.
During the transition, Bush administration officials received intensive briefings on this. As has been reported, I told my successor that she would be spending more time on terrorism and al-Qaeda than any other issue. I did my best to emphasize the urgency I felt.
So far, the White House has not permitted Rice to testify publicly before the commission to tell of how she viewed al-Qaeda as then-President-elect Bush prepared to take office. Clark had been the top counter-terrorist official in the Clinton White House. He had served the first President Bush and President Reagan before that. In the Clinton National Security Council, Clark reported to the National Security Advisor. In the Bush White House, though, Clark was to report to the Deputy National Security Advisor, Steve Hadley. He testified that he viewed that and other bureaucratic reshuffling as an indication that the new administration did not place terrorism high on the list of national security priorities. Clark also tried to get the top officials of the administration to talk about al-Qaeda in the form of what was known as a principals meeting. Commission staffer Dan Marcus read portions of the commission's interim report, indicating how slowly the top officials of the new administration responded to Clark's prodding.
Clark asked on several occasions for early principals meetings on these issues and was frustrated that no early meeting was scheduled. No principals committee meetings on al-Qaeda were held until September 4th, 2001.
The summer before the September 11th attacks has now become known as the Summer of Threat, when both Clark and CIA Director George Tenet were warning of a dramatic increase in intelligence about the possibility of attacks from al-Qaeda. Tenet testified of his frustration that all the signs pointed to attacks overseas, not inside the U.S. itself.
The predominant focus and threat of the reporting took us overseas, but we could not discount possibility of an attack in the homeland, although the data just didn't exist with any specificity to take you there. I mean, that was what was maddening about this.
Clark was especially frustrated by the lack of intelligence sharing on the matter of two of the hijackers, Khalid al-Midar and Nawaf al-Hazmi, whom the CIA and the FBI knew to be terrorist-connected and who were living openly in San Diego for weeks before the attacks.
Had I been informed by the FBI that two senior al-Qaeda operatives who had been in a planning meeting earlier in Kuala Lumpur were now in the United States, and we knew that, and we knew their names, and I think we even had their pictures, I would have had the FBI release a press release with their names, with their descriptions, held a press conference, tried to get their names and pictures on the front page of every paper, America's Most Wanted, the Evening News, and caused a successful nationwide manhunt for those two.
Whether that would have foiled the plot, of course, can never be known. In the end, it may have come down simply to this. Clark was obsessed by al-Qaeda, far more than most other senior officials in both the Clinton and Bush administrations. That affected his credibility, he testified.
When the Clinton administration ended, 35 Americans had died at the hands of al-Qaeda over the course of 8 years. And a lot of people said, behind my back and some of them to my face, why are you so obsessed with this organization? Why are you making such a big deal over this organization? That's the kind of mindset that made it difficult for us.
Tragically, it turned out it was Clark who was right. Mike Schuster, NPR News.